I'm Anna.
I'm Shalom.
And I'm Beta.
And we are Perspective,
your favorite teen podcasters touching on today's news, trends, and current events. Through the perspective of three Gen Z girls, of course.
Today's topic, a major one, as the previous election year was Gen Z's first time voting.
We're going to be diving in on how social media is shaping our personal opinions and more specifically, political views.
Did you know that only 4% of US teens aged 13 through 18 actually care about politics and current events? It's disappointing, but they can't vote yet, so why does it matter anyways? It's true that I just lied to you.
So that was actually a fake statistic, and if you believed us, you wouldn't be the first ones to fall for believable-sounding misinformation.
In this case, when we rely on social media figures so much, we might not fact-check what they're saying.
I see this all the time. Friends sharing political posts with me without even reading past the headline.
Literally, it's become the cycle of performative activism, you know, sharing posts just to look politically aware without actually understanding it.
I mean, we're all a little guilty of it sometimes. Clickbait has sparked my interest in rumors about political candidates.
Social media is so saturated with information that it's hard to filter out what's real.
Despite Gen Z being known as digital natives, studies show that we teens are actually more likely to fall for misinformation than adults.
That's kind of ironic, isn't it? We literally grew up with devices in our hands.
Literally, I mean, my parents don't even know how to navigate anything other than the TV remote.
That article also mentions that no one's immune from misinformation. So even straight-A students are just susceptible.
We're consuming information so quickly. When we see it so repeatedly, we usually absorb it without fact-checking.
Influencers and celebrities often share their political ideologies with audiences that are typically young and impressionable. So should we really be taking political advice from people just because they're famous?
This brings us to our next topic, parasocial relationships. Defined by a Brown Political Review as someone developing a meaningful emotional connection with someone who is completely unaware of the other's existence.
Like teens acting like they're best friends with all their favorite social media influencers?
Exactly. It's not unknown that this idolization of those with strong social media platforms can influence our generation when it comes to beauty standards, lifestyle choices, fashion preferences, and so much more. But now Gen Z has reached voting age, so when do these parasocial relationships affect our political views?
In a study run by Psychology Today, actually, college students were exposed to fake tweets from their favorite actors regarding gun control, immigration, and rights. You know, commonly debated topics between Republicans and Democrats that were either consistent or opposite of the students' personal views.
Did they blindly follow their idols?
Well, when it was a beloved celebrity, students more likely said the issue wasn't that important to them. They only really broke up with the celebrity when it was a greatly important political issue, and they had a relatively low parasocial relationship with them from the beginning.
It is becoming so much more apparent that people our age are losing their ability to make opinions for themselves.
Well, I somewhat disagree because I wouldn't have known as much about the recent election if it weren't for TikTok.
That's a good point. I've learned so much about current events and politics just from scrolling through my feed, things I probably wouldn't have known otherwise.
That reminds me of the 2020 election and all the fights that would break out during my online classes because of differences in political views, picked up from all those TikTok personalities we saw every day.
You're so right. I embarrassingly enough got into a couple of those myself. It's so interesting how so many of us had such strong opinions when we had absolutely no voting power.
I remember one article published before this year's election stated that 41 million Gen Zers were eligible to vote, with 72% being extremely likely to do so.
Some sources argue that our generation kind of underperformed, with only about 42% showing up to polls.
So then, why is there such a big difference? I mean, what made this giant gap on the election?
While Gen Z is typically perceived as left-wing, it was found that young men tended to shift right, as according to Yahoo News, they felt embraced by Trump and ignored by Kamala. He appeared in podcasts alongside Joe Rogan, earning overwhelming support from figures like the Paul brothers.
Kamala HQ, on the other hand, gained quite a bit of traction due to their strong presence on social media. She also appeared on the podcast Call Her Daddy, leaning into popular trends among young women. So, we've covered avoiding misinformation,
fan behavior gone too far,
and how our generation approached the previous election.
Don't get us wrong, we know social media isn't all that bad.
Yeah, it's educated Gen Z on all current events,
made politics much more accessible for young people,
and given us diverse platforms to express ourselves and build a culture of our own.
All you listeners out there, we encourage you to think for yourselves.
Educate yourself on every perspective before making up your mind based on what you see on social media.
And that was another episode of Perspective.
Make sure to tune in next time.